ads, GQ magazine, The Economist, Politico, TV shows, The Walking Dead, Daredevil, and Project Runway. Cooking, film noir, The Economist, and Project Runway? Yes! A man unicorn! Compelled by his unihorn, I emailed him. Hi, Derek. I hope you are well. According to this website, we're a perfect match. This has never happened to me before, so I thought I'd reach out and say hi. Let me know if you'd like to meet up for coffee sometime. I work downtown near the Loop and am free next Monday afternoon. Best, Marie. The next morning, I was alerted that he'd looked at my profile, and I read his response with bated breath. Hi, Marie. Thanks so much for your note. Next Monday works for me. I'm near the university. You name the place and I'll be there. Derek. I loved his response. Direct, to the point, polite, no detour into unnecessary topics, no typos. To say my hopes were high would be a gross understatement. My hopes had reached astronomical. Since our exchange of emails, I'd tried to curtail those blasted hopes to no avail. I couldn't help my hopes. Don't run away from me, hopes. I can't move that fast in these heels, and we're in this together. But they did run away, hopping onto a spaceship. Likely one of those SpaceX crafts that keeps infuriating Elon Musk by blowing up, leaving me on the ground, waving frantically. Which was probably compounding my sweating problem. Arm waving at one's high hopes while wearing a sweater dress in May is a workout. But he's perfect. This squealing nugget of optimism originated from some dark corner in my brain. Once I found the owner of this voice inside my head, I didn't honestly know. On the one hand, I didn't want to be bitter and jaded, trading optimism for pessimism, or worse, nihilism. Nihilism was the worst. And the perpetuators of it had no imagination when it came to accessorizing. All black, all the time? No thank you. I checked the clock over the entrance for maybe the 100th time, just as a man walked through the door. My heart did an odd, prickling thing. But then the sensation eased. He wasn't Derek. The man was too short and had no beard. And he was clearly younger than 39, more like late 20s. With another sigh, I returned my attention to the book in my lap. I didn't even know the title, having grabbed it from the bookstore across the street in a fit of pre-date overthinking-induced insanity. I didn't want to wait for him by scrolling through messages on my phone. I felt like phone scrolling was too prosaic, and I didn't want to be one of those people who just stared forward and people-watched while waiting, even though I loved to people-watch. And I didn't. You're Marie. I glanced up, blinking at the man standing in front of my table, the man who I'd just dismissed as being not Derek. He wasn't looking at me. Rather, his gaze was on the open pages of my book. Yes? His eyes quickly darted to mine, then away as he removed his coat. I'm your date. I frowned because I was surprised. And because I was surprised, it took me a solid 5 seconds to respond. By then, he'd already placed his jacket on the back of his chair. Oh, hi. Hi, please sit down. I gestured to the seat across from mine and belatedly stood, trying not to feel weird about my smile. I never know how big to smile during these things. I missed the days when I could just smile naturally and not have to think about it. Reassessing my date, my eyes flicked down, then up. He was definitely not 6'3". More like 6 foot even, or a little shorter. No big deal. All guys embellish their height on dating sites, except he shaved his beard. Sad face. And again, he looked younger than 39. And his skin was white, paler than the olive complexion I'd been expecting, which was fine, but different from his picture. Derek? I really was confused by the differences between his photo and his reality. Yes,